Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Okay, so where do we start? Where, so much going on. What do you think, you know, if you had to put something on you, what do you think was your biggest mistake in the game?
Trusting Suri.
Ooh, okay.
Probably. Putting so much trust in her.
Yeah, I mean, I know going into the game, it was like almost like you guys wanted to work together, but you were still like wary of each other. Did you ever feel like, okay, I'm 100% in it with her?
Well, going into the game, we had spoke so much before that I was like feeling pretty good. I was feeling like, okay, I think she's given me her word. I think I can trust her. And we kind of said, like, listen, let's just get each other as far as we can get. Let's just get there and then we'll figure it out. Like, let's stick together, blah, blah, blah. There were lots of rumors before the game. I was trying to get her out, blah, blah, blah. I clarified that with her long before we even shot, you know, went out to Fiji. And she told me she believed me. She told me she was with me. She told me all these things. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to trust her again. And so I went into the game fully trusting her. So when I saw some of the press that came out right before the game, I was like, oh my God, she was still not fully trusting me. So I was worried. Watching the show. And I was like, but we weren't on the same tribe and we never really got on the same beach till day 12 or 13. So I'm like, hopefully, you know, she stays true to her word, because that was my intention. Of course, maybe she made some other bonds along the way. I did as well. But I didn't know she was going to try to take out my entire alliance one by one by one without like knowing she was doing it. And now watching the show, of course, I'm like, oh my God, I don't think she ever intended to play with me, like, at all. And it's really disheartening because we have a long history and she knows I'm not a good liar, especially to people that know me. So yeah. If anybody would have stood by her side, it was going to be me, because I can't lie to her face. So probably that was like my biggest mistake, because even when Colby went, she was like, oh my God, it was awful. They wanted Coach. But, you know, if they did Coach, they would have did Colby next because he was already injured. So that would have been two out of our alliance. So she's like, I just convinced them Colby, you know, so at least we still have Coach. So that's how she posed that to me. And I was like, oh, all right, good idea. I was like, you know, too bad it wasn't like Emily or something, but okay, I get it. Then when it's Coach and Chrissy, same thing. She's like, oh my gosh, the whole plan changed. It's Coach and Chrissy. I'm like, what? No, it's not. It's Devin's Aubrey. Nope, it's Coach and Chrissy. I tried to flip it back. I'm just letting you know, don't be on the wrong side of the numbers. There's nothing we can do about it now. Just go with the numbers. And I'm like, oh, all right, thanks for telling me. Mm. Like, still believe in her. Still believe in her. And then now this week, it's me. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, the turning point really is Joe. Joe was supposed to be with us too. And Joe knew the plan.
Yeah, what happened there?
So Joe knew Suri flipped the whole plan and never came and told me and Jonathan. And I'm like, Joe, I called Joe because I learned it that night. And I go, if you knew they wanted Devin's and Aubrey out, and Suri said to you in the hammock, no, we got to take Coach and Chrissy out. This is our shot. We can kill two birds with one stone. Why would you have never come and told Jonathan and I? And Joe's like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, Joe, it was on national TV. What do you mean you didn't know? He goes, no, Suri was just throwing it out there. That wasn't a plan. I go, no, that was the plan, actually. Mm. That was the turning point. Because if you would have came and said, Suri changed the whole plan, I would have been like, oh, shit, she's not with me. Now he wants to take them out?
He also ran to Suri last night, didn't he?
So that's strike one. So now last night, when Jonathan comes up with this whole plan, which, by the way, I tell him I don't think it's a good idea because I don't think we have the numbers. And if Suri gets wind of this, she's going to be super pissed off at me, at you, whatever. So then he goes and talks to Devins and Aubrey, and I'm standing there, you know, here in Lamont, and I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, we still don't have the numbers. And they're like, we'll talk to Emily. He's like, I'll get Joe. Joe immediately goes and tells Suri again. But then Suri and Ozzy and I have a talk, and I fess up, and I'm like, listen, your name was out there, Ozzy, and I did entertain it. And Suri, yes, I did tell you Devin's in front of Tiffany. I did lie because I don't know Tiffany. I'm not aligned with Tiffany. But I'm telling you now, that was one of the plans. And the reason for it was because supposedly you, Ozzy, say you don't trust me. And Ozzy said, I did say that. So we all make amends and we all like whatever. And then I'm like, so can we go back to the original plan? And you do see me saying to Suri, like, you were really gonna put my name down? You were gonna throw me. Why would you do that? Like, what? And she's like, well, you lied to me about, like, right in front of Tiffany. And I'm like, this is it. Like, so we're like, you know, you see quick, you don't see. So she's like, all right, fine. We're all like, we'll go back to the original plan. It's Devins. And I'm like, all right, what if Devins is safe? Like, what if this? Then it'll be Aubrey. I'm like, okay. So I go into tribal council thinking, no matter what. And then I don't do the coin toss because I go over. I asked Jonathan. He's like, I don't know. I don't think, I mean, it's a 50% chance. It's 50% you can go home. Like, it's supposed to be Devins, if not Devins, Aubrey. And then Sri says to me, do you want to do the coin toss? And I go, should I? And she goes, no. I mean, I think you're fine, but do you want to? And I'm like, I will if I have to. If you think I should, I will. So I should have, like, when she said that, I should have been like, oh my gosh. So, but she, you know, constantly reassured me, you were like family to me. I'm not going to vote for you unless it's for the $1 million. We'll do like me and Parvati did. I mean, she said all of these things, and I so wanted to believe her because I've known her for so many years, and I truly was being loyal to her. So I really thought she was reciprocating. And here's the thing, I don't fault her. She plays a great game. I'm not taking this away from her. Like, it's definitely getting her further in the game than I got. I'm sitting here today. So I like, as a fan of the show, I think she's great. Like, she's a great social strategy. Like, great. But as a friend, you know, I do regret trusting her so much because I'm like, my God, she had no problem just turning on me yet again. So that's, you know,
Have you
that's the
guys?
story with that. And that's just honest. I have nothing against her. I would love to see her at the finale and hang out with her. I'll hug her. I mean, she's funny. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's what happened. We talked at premiere week and she's like, let me just, I just want to tell you, like, she's like, when Jenna's old school, Jenna came at me day one. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here we go. And then Colby goes on this journey with Savannah and says, don't trust Suri or whatever he said. So that was strike two. Like, I'm thinking I'm supposed to be with old schoolers and this is, and I'm like, no, I get that, but that has nothing to do with me. Like, I don't know why he would say that. Like, that, you know, he was trying to act like they weren't aligned. I think that's why, because there was this whole pre-alliance talk going around on the island. So he was trying to get like the shade off of him. But I'm like, but that has nothing to do with me. Because even if somebody says we're pre-aligned, I'm not going to shit talk you. But I'm just not, because that's, you don't do that. So she said, you know, I had to immediately align with Rizzo. Like, I had to have a backup plan. I'm like, but you didn't have to tell him about my advantage because now Rizzo doesn't trust me. Like, I was only telling you in good faith. And I told nobody else because she said, don't tell anybody. Just tell me because everybody knows everything about the idols, which was a good point and true. And I was like, okay, I'm only telling you, but let's use it when time's right. Whatever. I knew she was close with Ozzy. I didn't know anything about Rizzo. And she's like, she said something like, let's just put it behind us and let's just enjoy the rest of 50. This was like at the end of like our first night in New York. And I was like, listen, you know I love you. I've always loved you. Like, I don't put this, I'm not holding anything against you. I don't hold grudges. Like, I'm so forgiving. Come on. I really am. This is four times now. We've been on shows and she's dumped me out every time. And I still love her. Come on. Call me stupid. But no, like, I'm just a forgiving person. I'm not like that. But I just wish she would like say, like, you know, you're right. I did screw you over, but this is why. And I'm sorry. But she'll never say that. So, and that's okay. But things have been awkward between us. Like, I've seen her twice since, and it's just kind of like, hi, and that's it. And, you know, and I wish it wasn't that way, but I have nothing I have no hard feelings against her. She's playing the best game with the hand she's dealt. She's got a huge target on her back. You know, she's three. So, but there's no hate. There's no hate. I would never hate on her. I mean, I wish her
I
well.
hope, yeah, I hope you guys can have a productive conversation at some point. I mean, but I also know there's a lot of hurt feelings with these games, right? Like, it's not unique to you guys. Like, this happens a lot and it's unfortunate. But I also
It
want to
does.
get,
It's a game. It's a
it is
game.
a
Like one
game.
person wins. You know what I mean? It's so hard to get to the end, and one person wins.
Yep.
Like, come on.
What about Jonathan and Joe writing your name down, though? What was that reaction?
Joe, like Jonathan, I think had to just go with the numbers at the end once he realized, like, he's like, Joe has nobody, or Jonathan has nobody at this point now, because I think he thinks he has Joe, but Joe is obviously all over the place. And so, I mean, who's he got? Aubrey, maybe? Like, he's gonna
That's
latch
what
on
I
to
was
Aubrey
thinking.
because, you know, like there's like no one for him. So if he makes it past next week, that'll be amazing. So he did that. Joe, I knew, wrote my name down because before the votes were read, he goes to me, "It's you." And I go, "What?" And he goes, "It's you." And I go, "How?" And he goes, "Everybody voted for you." I go, "Oh, thanks for letting me know, Joe."
Afterward.
And then he told me, like, after the fact, he goes, "Well, once you didn't tell me about your steal of the vote, I couldn't trust you. I was like so mad." And I'm like, "Can you grow up?" Like, I'm thinking to myself, like, grow up. You're a grown man. You're mad
He
because I didn't tell you about,
wants to know
like, my
about
steal of the vote.
every advantage in the game.
Like,
Yes, he takes it.
Jonathan was like, "Okay, you didn't tell me about your steal of the vote. Cool, you have that. Let's use it."
Right.
Got over
Yeah.
it. Like, Joe was so mad. Like, you can't have a conversation. Like, can we talk? But he did say, Joe was like, "I wish I would have communicated with you better," and blah, 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 blah. But it just went right over his head. So he completely turned on me. And
Okay.
then Jonathan would have been the only one, like, not voting for me. So I think he
Fair.
just wanted to vote with the numbers. And Jonathan, he never lied to me. He did say he exaggerated
Yeah.
Ozzy saying he didn't trust me, but I immediately went over to Ozzy and
Ozzy's
said something,
admitted it.
and Ozzy admitted it. So
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering
just a
how
lot
much of
going
a lie that
on.
was. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Anything from your game we wish you wish we saw though? Anything more?
Probably more of like my social game. I had a really good social game. I mean, it's why my name never came up. I talked to everybody. I personally got to know
You
everybody.
recovered after early when your name was out there for like a 1 week or something, and I felt like you recovered well.
Well, yeah, like I was supposed to go when Q went.
Yes, that's a good,
So,
yeah, that week.
yeah, like for me to be able to stick around when like Q went and then all my numbers were dropping like flies, like Kyle and everybody I'm aligned with, like five people are like boom, 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 boom. And the fact that I'm still standing, like it was crazy. And that didn't happen by chance. I didn't just skate by. Like, I was actively talking to people and getting people, like getting to know people and making people, you know, feel comfortable with me and being non-threatening. I was trying, like, I didn't want to win like every immunity challenge. I didn't want to be that crazy like threat out there, you
Right.
know? But I still wanted to show that I had strength and, you know,
I
had
think you showed
endurance and
that
all
stuff.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm totally happy with my edit. I mean, I wish they would have shown more of my, like I said, social game and
Conversations.
strategic game, but that's okay. Like, you
There's a
can't,
lot of players in
there's so
this
many people, and that's the
season.
thing. Like, you can't show it all. I hope
Yeah.
they do like an outtakes later of a lot of the stuff that was missed, because there's a lot of funny conversations and funny things that went down that are like
Yeah,
hilarious.
I would love that too.
And good TV.
Yes. Well, speaking of, had Devins not flipped that coin, like if the Mr. Beast wasn't involved, do you think you were in trouble or do you think you had more runway and
It
Devins
was
would have
still
been?
supposed to be Devin's, and that's why he
Okay.
gave that whole spiel at Tribal and
Yep.
tried to throw Jonathan and I under the bus and all that.
Yeah, that
And
was
then
a
I didn't throw Jonathan under the bus because I'm like, then you're gonna look triple guilty. You know what I mean? You're already getting blamed. So now I'm going to throw it like, so I'm like, let me just try to throw it back on Devins and Aubrey, and hopefully one of them it sticks, you know,
Yep.
because that was kind of the plan. Plus, at this point, Jonathan's my number one ally. Like, I'm not going to do that to him, because if I
Yep.
go tonight, I don't want to screw his future up. Like, I want him to hopefully hang in there, because
Yep.
again, I'm so loyal.
Steph, is this, are you done with Survivor now? Are you closing that chapter or will you still take the call?
I mean, so I think so. Like, I've been on four times. I'm 46. I love it. I love the game. It's such an adventure. There's nothing like it, and what you get from it's unexplainable. And I truly do love it. So, I mean, I've said I'm done with it before, and now look, I'm back on 50. So, I want to say I'm done with it, but you can never say never. I don't
Okay.
know.
Okay. And
Yeah.
any other shows you'd be open to doing?
I mean, I won't just do whatever. Like, I can't just be running around the world doing a reality show, right? I've got three kids. My husband's like ready to kill me. But I've always loved Dancing with the Stars. I
Okay.
always have. And they asked me to be on it many years ago. I think it was after Guatemala and CBS. I was like under contract and they
Oh,
wouldn't
right.
release me because back then the contracts were really long. But if they ever asked me, that would, because I'm not a good dancer, but I could follow a routine. So that would be like a really fun one.
Okay. My last question real quick is, I know you talked about like wanting to show your strength, which listen, I think you did. That's like no question. I'm curious
Thank you.
what your kids thought about you. Did they watch the show and what were their thoughts?
My kids loved it. Like,
Okay.
they really are like, oh, you're just mom. Like, you're not cool, especially the older two. But they were like very impressed with like when I got the Applebee's and then the holding the arm up.
Yep.
I mean, it looks easier than it is, but I offered my kids $20 for 20 minutes and only my son could do it. Like, no
Oh.
one could do it. My nephews, my husband, like, they were dropping like flies. So they literally could not do it. And then last time, my 7-year-old was hysterical crying when I got voted off. She was
Oh.
so upset. So, like, they were really into it. And for me to go out like a good sport was really important because I could have like thrown a fit and I could have gotten nasty and I could have said some mean things. But even when Devins was like attacking me and people were attacking me, Tiffany, saying stuff, I stayed very calm. I kept my cool. And I'm so glad I did. I'm proud of myself. That is one thing for doing that because that sets a good example for not just my kids, for everybody. Like, you know what? You're not always going to win, but handle it with grace. And I felt like I did that. So, it's all
Okay.
good.